At the beginning of the year, it was a struggle. Like, we didn't know how to have family conversation. We didn't know. So we really work on that.
USD 49's West Side School has recently rolled out family-style lunches. Assistant Special Education Director Lindy McDaniel stops by to share the details along with students Wyatt and Michael on this episode of the Post Podcast.
At the beginning of this school year, we had the opportunity to instill a family-style lunch where the kids get to work alongside each other to prep the lunch, and then also they get to eat multi-grade level. So we have kids from kindergarten through fifth grade at our school, and the boys get to, they're actually boys from my lunch table, and we have several other kids from different grades eat with us. And it's, at the beginning of the year, it was a struggle. Like, we didn't know how to have family conversation. We didn't know. So we really work on that. Boys, can you tell us, how do we start? What do we do first?
Okay, so we grab our milk.
You grab a milk, and then what do you do, Wyatt?
Then we answer the question of the day.
Yes, they each have a question of the day. And then after the question of the day, we serve out family style. So all the food is in dishes. We're working on eating vegetables and fruits, right?
Yes.
So.
I might have to bring my kids by at that point because I'm struggling with that right now. What is today's question of the day? Maybe James and I can answer it.
Well, let's go with yesterday's question today, because today I haven't read the board yet.
Ah, okay.
So yesterday's question was, if you could be the luckiest person in the world, what would you put your name in for a drawing to win?
Oh, gosh.
You remember your answers, boys? You didn't answer. That was too hard?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, what I answered was definitely I would put my name in 10 lotteries.
That is what you answered. 10 lotteries. Yeah. Love it.
What would you do, James?
I would put my name in $100.
Even better.
Then mine would be $10,000.
I might put mine in $100,000.
Oh.
Win them all.
I mean, I'm a simple man. I would probably just put myself in for, winning like a shopping spree at a record store.
Oh, I like that.
You see, kids, more specific.
Records are a very old way of listening to music. You had to put a little needle on it and it spins around on a turntable and everything like that. Pops and crackles, but it sounds so good.
I like it.
Yeah, my grandpa had one.
Yep.
He still has one.
Oh. Well, let's talk about, why is a program like this so valuable for the students there at Westside?
So one of the things that I think we talked about it last time I was on was that prior to eating as a family style at lunch, we actually were bused to another school to eat. And so it kind of disrupted our day. It counted for a lot of time where 10 minutes both ways, just getting on the bus, getting off the bus, that kind of thing. And so we implemented this. And I have to say, we have to put a huge shout out for the Schmidt Foundation, because they purchased... we ran a grant through them, and they gave us round tables. The beginning of the year, we were using rectangle tables, and that was not family style. It was really, really hard. So, we also were able to ask them for 4 adult meals a day. And that's actually why we're here today, because those 4 adult meals a day are for any community members to come eat. We've had the superintendent come eat. We've had police officers come eat. We also have some of our staff eat just to model to the kids. We live in such a fast-paced world. Even my boys at home, we rarely sit around the table and eat lunch or eat supper. And so this gives kids an opportunity to really work on their manners, to be leaders for their school. And so that's what we are all about at Westside School.
Excellent. So if someone's interested in partaking there with you guys, how do they go about getting signed up?
So all you would do is call Westside School at 785-623-2416. Calls have to be before 8:30 each morning if you're going to eat that day. We eat the menu that we run off of. If you're particular on what you want to eat, is the Hayes High menu. So you can go on the Hayes High website and see the menus. Also huge shout out to Hayes High's lunch crew, because they transport all the food over to us, and then the kids help dish it out and cut it up and all of those things with Mrs. Ward, which is also a huge shout out, our high school teacher. She is also our food service person, so pretty awesome.
Very cool. What's your guys' favorite lunch?
Spaghetti.
Yum.
Beef fritter.
Beef fritter.
Mm. Not sure what that is. Like a chicken fried steak kind of deal?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yep.
Exactly.
But I have a question. What if you wanted a brother, let's say mine, to come eat lunch with you?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So we've had that opportunity too. We have a lot of our partner schools because all of our Westside kids are connected to their base school. So they either attend Hayes High or Hayes Middle or the middle or one of the elementaries or even our outlying districts because we're part of the co-op. So they might attend from La Crosse, Ellis, or Victoria. And so we have had that question before, Wyatt. And as long as your parents would be willing to excuse maybe a peer to come eat lunch with us, that would be wonderful. We'd love to have them. We also have a lot of the school counselors and school psychs come eat with us to build those relationships, classroom teachers, that type of thing.
Very cool. Do you guys enjoy having members of the community come in with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think James should come eat with us?
Yes. Yes, very much.
Absolutely.
Well, I like eating lunch.
Yeah. Who doesn't? It's kind of essential for life, if you think about it.
That would be a lot of fun.
I guess so.
And then before we wrap up here, we've got just a couple minutes left. If people are listening out there and they want to get involved in the program, how do they get involved with helping you guys out on this?
Thank you for asking that question. So we had the grant written for this year. We're hopeful that we can get some funding for next school year to do some meals again next year for the adults. So that would be a way to definitely, you could work it through the USD 489 Foundation. And just earmark it as you want to donate to the Westside Community Meals.
Easy peasy. All right. Well, guys, any other last thoughts or anything else we want to hit on before we go?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Papa Nana. Hi, everybody that I know.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And everybody, have a great day.